Well, I'm here at Hereford Racecourse, where I'm joined by Keith Otterson, who's the clerk of the course, looking ahead to Wednesday's evening meeting. And Keith, the first thing to say is the word evening. It is your first evening meeting of the year.
It is, yeah. It's nice to be able to get these fixtures back on and have a couple of evenings. Even though it's quite early in the year, we've got a 4:50 first race start, but you know, seven races, and we, you know, hopefully the weather will hold, or the rain will be gone by then, and we could have a nice, brighter evening tomorrow.
Yes, there is rain forecast, we should say that, before the meeting.
Yeah, there is. I mean, we know we all need the rain because parts of the country are in drought status, but you know, it's important we get the rain. Unfortunately, you know, if it had raced today, it's fairly fine, and the going would be ideal today, sort of good to soft in places. But we are forecast quite a bit of rain starting this evening and then throughout tomorrow morning and the afternoon, which could see more than half an inch, which would probably give us a significant going change, which will probably lead to a few non-runners, but you know, it should be fine anyway.
It's a double-edged sword for trainers, really, isn't it? Because on their gallops they've been crying out for rain now for weeks, really.
That's right, and a lot of people have got their sort of good ground or even quicker ground horses ready, but it's happened everywhere over the last 2 weeks or so with this heavy April showers that and ironically, you know, we were watering 2 weeks ago to make sure the ground was soft enough and safe enough to race on after a very warm, dry spell. And all the trainers will be getting those quicker ground horses ready. And as soon as you get the rain on top of the watered ground, well, the going changes very quickly and becomes unsuitable for those horses. And it's interesting, tomorrow we've got a good novices hurdle to start the evening off, and Venetia Williams has declared two horses, and you always know, you know, that the rain's going to be about if Venetia's declared the horses, because she doesn't like running a horse on quick ground. So I think we're almost sure to get some rain tomorrow.
So often in the past when we've spoken here, it's been about how good a draining track this is, because, you know, if we've had a really wet spell, for example, so you still get a good going here, really. I suppose that's a double-edged sword at times, if you are watering, for example.
Well, quite, yeah. I mean, we've got plenty of summer fixtures, and we're well used to watering now, and, you know, we'd expect to be doing that. But, you know, it also means that if we have a very wet day tomorrow or at any time, that the track does cope with water. You know, we're unlikely to be waterlogged. Now, I say that, you know, anything could happen, but it does take a lot of water.
We've had all the excitement, the build-up to Cheltenham, of course, the Cheltenham Festival, then the Aintree Festival as well. And we're now into sort of, if you like, I don't mean bread-and-butter natural hunt racing, but the big festivals have gone to a degree.
Absolutely. I mean, most of the good horses, they've earned their corn for the year, although there'll be quite a few runners at Punchestown this week, which is the sort of the final festival of the normal season. We're getting into the stage that we call summer jumping now, but there's a bit of an overlap, especially now, you know, with people expecting some soft ground tomorrow. So we've still got horses declared from the bigger stables like Donald McCain, Venetia as mentioned, Paul Nichols, Nicky Henderson. So we've got some very good competitive races tomorrow evening.